This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange has proposed imposing a $1.50 per hundredweight discount on deliveries against October live cattle contracts at Worthington, South Dakota. This proposal appears to be aimed at discouraging beef cattle producers in the area from making such deliveries to satisfy hedge positions. The CME Group has noted prices at the Worthing market, particularly for the October contract, average $1.51 per hundredweight below the average for the Colorado, Nebraska, Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico markets. CME believes that because this average is well below the spread of average prices at other markets used for delivery, it makes overall conversions difficult. One of the drivers for the price decline at the Worthing market appears to be the seasonal increase in the number of animals marketed through that location for the October contract. AFBF sent a letter to the CME expressing opposition to the proposal. AFBF called on the Federal Communications Commission this week to preserve access to video programming that enhances America's rural communities. AFBF submitted comments to the FCC following the agency's notice of inquiry regarding the availability of diverse and independent sources of video programming. News programming like RFD-TV provides a critical outlet for rural Americans, 22 million of whom still lack broadband access to stay informed. Since 30% of U.S. farms have no internet access, watching televisions is the only visual media provider for thousands of rural Americans, AFBF said in its official comments. RFD-TV provides them with these opportunities because its content focuses on rural and agricultural programs. Farm Bureau's nearly 6 million members are the backbone of rural America, and AFBF is committed to strengthening the rural communities in which its members live and work. Farm Bureau is asking the FCC to remember the interests of rural Americans whose quality of life will be greatly affected by protecting their access to RFD-TV programming. AFBF also noted that programming like RFD-TV can have an important impact beyond rural communities as it brings agricultural programming into the homes of urban and suburban viewers as well. RFD-TV is a valuable partner for the agricultural community in connecting with and educating urban and suburban viewers who do not have the opportunity to speak directly with farmers and ranchers on a regular basis. As the wildfire in Barber and Comanche counties in Kansas continues to burn, more than 400,000 acres of pasture and farmland have been consumed. Farm, ranch, and industry groups continue efforts to help affected livestock producers. Kansas Farm Bureau has created a fire relief site for those affected and those willing to help. The site, www.kfb.org/fire-relief, will connect those donating supplies like fencing and building materials and labor to those in need. Farm Bureau encourages those who want to donate and help in rebuilding process to use the website so resources can be implemented efficiently. Carlinville Area Hospital, Macoupin County Farm Bureau, and the Macoupin County Fair Board have gotten together to sponsor a farm-to-table dinner on Saturday, April 23rd. This food and music-focused special event will take place in the Bates Building on the Macoupin County Fairgrounds just north of Carlinville. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin at 6:30. Dinner will center on tender ribeye steaks hand-grilled by Farm Credit Services staff members. There will be a variety of side dishes and an array of homemade pies and brownies, topped off, of course, with Prairie Farms ice cream. Beer will be free and there will be complimentary wine at the table. Complimentary tea, coffee, and soft drinks also will be served. Whatever they're drinking, guests can take home their stemmed wine glasses at the tables as souvenirs. Cocktails will be available at the cash bar. In addition, local Plainview Winery will host a wine tasting and have bottles of their wine available for purchase. Each table will have a floral, herb, or similar decorative plant as a centerpiece provided by Call's Greenhouse, La Bella Fiore Garden Center, or Rhodes Greenhouse. Guests will have the option to buy the centerpieces at the end of the evening. Joe Frew of Gillespie will start the entertainment after dinner. Following Joe will be the Miles Station Band. Miles Station plays only for limited special engagements and brings together for farm-to-table Lori Franke, Eric Cooper, Chris Hammond, John Hand, Mike Musgrove, and Jerry Price. Tickets for farm-to-table are $40 per person or $280 for a table of eight, a savings of $5 per person. Tickets are now available from Jamie Bray at Carlinville Area Hospital, Macoupin County Farm Bureau, Michelle's Pharmacy, and My Sister's Closet. Organizers need to have a final ticket count by April 15th to determine how many steaks and other food and drink items to order. For that reason, all tickets will be sold in advance. The event is not able to accommodate walk-ins. Illinois Farm Bureau and Granger announce an updated agreement that allows Illinois Farm Bureau members to enjoy more money-saving opportunities when they shop at Granger. Farm Bureau members can save up to 30% on products purchased through Granger. They also receive standard ground shipping on all standard Granger products, including orders placed in-store, by phone, or online. The Farm Bureau Granger program now includes discounts on 12 product categories. The discounts range from 10 to 30% off the catalog prices on more than 1 million different products. It's 30% off motors and electrical, 25% off cleaning consumables and janitorial, plumbing pipe, valves and fittings and other plumbing, people safety, hand tools and welding, 20% off outdoor equipment, power tools and facility safety, and at least 10% off all other products found in Granger catalogs. All Macoupin County Farm Bureau members are eligible for Granger benefits. Discounts cannot be applied to past purchases. Registration details can be found at www.ilfb.org/member. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.